case number 10975, Carrie S. Swartz, Southwest Route 54, Lighthouse Road, south of Wilson Avenue, being lot 19 within Cape Windsor Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Will you give us your names, please?
Margaret Mary Wurtz.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth? To the podium, please.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this variance, please?
Yes. In 2003, my house was completed by Dominic Bernori, Bernori Homes. Since 2003, I've had numerous problems with the structure of the house. I've repaired the roof twice, and that was a contention on the inspection of the property. I've had to repair the cabinets that were installed improperly. I've replaced the subfloor on my first floor and the flooring on my first floor due to water coming in the house. The front of my house, the south face of my house where the decks are that I want to tear down, I have water coming in the front of my house. It seems that anywhere where there's windows, doors, I've got water pouring in. It's been costly for my wife and I. And presently, we're living there full time. We are full-time residents at this address. The decks that I want to tear down, the settlement, it's insufficient foundation. The 4x6s are bowing. I've found untreated lumber in the structure on the outside of the house for these decks and rails and so forth. The decking is waving and bowing and taking in a lot of mold and mildew. The ceiling on the first level of the decks is falling in. This was Dominic Bernori, Bernori Homes. He's no longer in business. I've tried to reach him over the years on several of these issues, several of these problems. He's not in business anymore, and I can't locate him. Presently, what I want to do is tear the two decks off. They want to tear the face of the house off, water seal the whole thing, make sure that it's all tight and not taking any more water in, and rebuild those two decks with proper foundation and proper structure, proper materials. It's been costly for us at this point. We're able to afford to do it now because we moved here full-time, and I sold a property over in Montgomery County. So we can afford to do it and without looking for him anymore. In the interim, my mother-in-law, my wife's mother, stays with us. And I felt this would be an opportunity to put a handicapped bathroom in on the first floor for my mother-in-law. She's disabled. She has dementia, and she can't negotiate stairs. Her staying with us presents a problem because of the stairs in the house. And by putting this additional bathroom, handicapped bathroom, on the first floor right outside that bedroom, she'll be able to stay in that bedroom and in the middle of the night use the bathroom without looking, tripping down the steps and so forth. So that is in my plan, to put in a handicapped bathroom. When we originally built the house, I got a variance, and I was under the impression that the first floor of the house, the foundation, would be 5 feet from my property line. Again, Bernori Homes came in, I guess, about 4 or 5 inches, so I'm inside the 5 foot mark. I really can't do much about that. The 3 foot allows me for the bathrooms. My front of my house will still remain 30 feet from the front bay side and 11 and a half feet, I guess, from the canal side. So I've taken great pains when I originally built this house not to obstruct the views of the people around me, the water views of the people around me. Mm-hmm. I haven't gone 5 feet to, you know, blown out on both sides and front and back, and I also allowed for plenty of parking in the back of my house for four cars. I took all this into account, but again, the builder messed up, I guess. I'd like to get this variance so that I can get the structures right, and that I can put this bathroom in for my mother-in-law.
Okay. So we need.
Oh, and I have a letter from my next door neighbor and seven additional letters from neighbors all around me and across the canal. Anybody that this will affect mm-hmm. or can see my property.
Okay.
I have letters from them.
Yes, if you would hand them in there, I'd appreciate it.
The other variance is that you have gotten on this property that the board has approved. Has that been the same builder's problem, or is something you wanted done? Or?
That was when we originally built the house. When we originally built
the same builder you're talking about?
That was that builder, yes. When we originally built the house, I got a variance, which I was under the impression that my first floor was 5 feet from my property line. Mm-hmm. And we had, I was a printing salesman. I had the proper surveys done. Mm-hmm. The county inspector didn't find the foundation too close to the property line. The builder didn't. I don't know what I could have done about it.
Mm-hmm.
In 2001, he had a variance. He was approved for an 8-foot variance from the required 10-foot from the east side and a 3-foot variance from the 10-foot on the west side.
Right.
And that was for the second floor. I mean, the third floor. The variance was supposed to be for the third floor. It's cantilevered 2 feet up on the third floor.
Okay.
The first and second floor were supposed to maintain 5 feet.
So now you're asking for a greater variance on that side, correct? On the east side?
No. I want to maintain what's there now, tear down what's there, and build just right along the same property line, right along the same structure I've already built.
Okay.
On that same footprint.
So you're right down the same side.
But it appears that it's going to be a lesser of a variance than what he was approved for before. Is that correct?
Well, per the survey, it looks like he's 2.21
right.
from the side property line, and he had an 8-foot variance, which makes him he can be 2 feet.
So he's already there.
But you're going to build.
I'm going to stay right on the same side lot property line.
But this isn't just to enlarge a screen porch. This is for the dwelling also.
This is to take the screen, tear it all down, take it along the same property line that I'm on now, extend it 3 feet so I can put the bathroom in.
So you want to maintain the 2.21 as you are now for the screen porch?
No. No. That 2.21, the house is kind of strange. The first floor and second floor, I'm under the impression, are 4.2 feet from my property line. Okay? The third floor is what comes in closer, way up. I'm not touching that. I'm not affecting that whatsoever. What I want to do is I want to tear those decks out and build them back up and maintain that 4.2.
Stay right there.
So stay right on that line.
Right down that side of it.
Right.
Right straight down.
Right straight down, sir.
Okay. So you're going to stay 4.2 from the...
I'm going to
so
stay...
So he needs a 5.8 foot variance.
Yeah, variance.
So it's right. The application's right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Because by doing so, that's where you're going to put that bathroom at when you extend that out by taking those two decks.
And it really is important to my wife. My wife is a nurse at
Atlantic General
Hospital. and she's the primary care, taking care of the health care for my mother-in-law. It's important to her for her mother to be able to stay with us. And the
She has to go to the third floor now because that's the only place that has a bathroom right next to the bedroom.
Right.
And it's too it's
she
too
can't
much
get she can't get up the steps.
Susan, let me. I don't understand this. I guess the decks on the right hand side. You gonna tear those down too, or just where it's blacked?
He's gonna rebuild the deck on that side too, and he needs a 2.1 foot variance. For
I'm
that
tearing
side.
The whole face of the house right. off, sir, because right. it has to be.
So both sides gonna get tore off.
Yeah, and he needs a 2.1 for the west side and a 5.8 for the east side.
Right. Okay.
Just as the application says.
Okay.
I was just under the impression that what he already had been granted would encompass that 5.8.
No.
It won't.
Well, apparently not.
No, he needs the new, because he's tearing it down and rebuilding.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's the secret. When he tears it down, he has to start from zero.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And the builders that I'm dealing with, I've known them for several years, so I've got a good builder. He indicated to me, I've got several quotes on this, and he indicated to me, Kerry, he goes, the best thing we can do is tear it off and start from scratch if we're going to make the face of the house waterproof. Because it's where you're at. So, Bernoulli Homes has really cost me a lot of money.
Sorry.
Such is life. I have my health.
I'm sorry?
I have my health.
There you
That's
go.
Good.
You've got that.
I'm curious a little bit. You know, these short frontages of 40 feet, okay. In other words, that's not a big frontage, is it? You knew when you bought this that you're going to be limited, correct, to what you could
yes,
do?
Yes, sir. My lot is 40 feet wide.
Right.
And when I built the house, as I indicated before, I thought that the side setback was going to be 5 feet on that side.
You thought it was?
Yes, sir. The builder moved it in when they put the foundation in, I guess. But what I did was I only built a 24-foot wide house. I didn't
right.
build a 30-foot mm-hmm. wide mm-hmm. house
right.
because I didn't want to obstruct the views of the people behind me or beside me.
But then you knew you were limited once you got that 24-foot. That you were limited in
yes, sir.
Side
and I want to remain that 24 foot. I'm going to maintain that 24 foot.
Same. So whatever you put on there, you probably are thinking that you would need a variance at some point in time for it. Is that the reason?
No, sir. I didn't think I was going to. I didn't think I'd need a variance for this.
Really?
No, sir. I didn't think that I was going to be tearing the front of my house off.
I feel you.
Okay. All right. Are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. Rutgers?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
None from Mr. Kennelly. Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone
Mr.
here?
Mr. Chairman, the applicants did submit one, too. Sorry.
That's
I
okay.
I have this ready.
That's all right. Take your time.
Eight letters in
yes.
favor of.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Eight letters in favor. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Case number 10,975.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has demonstrated that there's a certain uniqueness in the fact that he's got to rebuild what he already has. We've granted the variance before, and therefore, I think that suggests that it would be necessary to enable continued reasonable use of his property. Obviously, the situation wasn't created by him in that the builder didn't build it right the first time. Well, I don't see where it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood, as it's been there for quite some time, and it's a minimum request to afford relief, so I make a motion that we approve case number 10,975.
And do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion, and add also that the unnecessary hardship that you're experiencing right now, I mean, practical difficulty, it hasn't been created by you, it's been by the builder, is that
Thank
correct?
You, sir.
Okay.
And I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 10,975. Mr. Mills.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Okay, Mr. Rickards.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Whitman.
Aye, for the same reason that was stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, again, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote, by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,975 is approved at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.